Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, wonderful, so very loved, darn sexy people. Did I get them all in today? Good morning, good Sunday, good Super Bowl if you're into that. Have some interesting things to share with you today. I think I'm going to go into what the channel wants us to bring forward today. One of my healing buddies and I, looking around for something else, got to a really big thing in the last 2 days. And, you know, all my work is based on the I am. And your I am presence is the presence of God that you are. Now, my definition of God is all thought and all possibility, right? Which expands it out to what most of us were taught about the image of the guy with the beard and the white robe and all that stuff. So if God is all thought and all possibility, and our I am presence is that, then we are a part of God, and we are a part of all thought and all possibility. But what they want us to know is that we are it. And we have separated ourselves from that field of all thought and all possibility because we were taught never to say, I accept that I'm God. So there is a part of us that has literally separated from our own I am power, which means I've separated from being all the thought and possibility that I can think and be. We want to integrate that, and all of our work with our little children has been a very, very big part of integrating ourselves back into the knowingness and experience that I am all thought and possibility. So God is the field of you. You are the field of God. And I would suggest to you that you go into your love place and really focus your love, focus the experience of love into really knowing that you are all thought and all possibility, making sure that you take your little person along with you so that your little child, your adult self, and the God of you are all speaking with one voice. So we are claiming right now that I am the God of me, which is all thought and all possibility. My little child, my adult self, and the God of me is integrated into one voice, one power, one love. And so it is. Okay, So I want to spend a minute because this is going to be so incredibly valuable for everybody. I did this amazing 3-hour webinar for the people who signed up for Predictions Week from Jennifer McLean's program. And this is a letter I had talked in there. Someone had asked me about politics. I don't care what side you're on. Just listen to this. Nobody's taking sides. But it is a perfect example of how we are all giving ourselves an out. So I want you to hear this. This is the big challenge for this year around politics, money, your health, everything. And we had to do the I am God first, and you'll see why. So in this email, she says, I need a little clarification on a suggestion you made. You suggested we send love to the president and Congress. I understand your reason behind it, but not how to do it. Okay, I just want to stop everybody there and tell you that's your alter ego. And if you are the God of you and you are all thought and all possibility, if you know how to pull up the feeling of love at all, you absolutely and undeniably know how to send love to anybody you're choosing to send it to. So what's lacking here is the choice. And that's where most of us, we go, I don't know how, I don't want to, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm telling you, if you want huge, enormous shifts in your life, you need to just do it. It's the old Nike thing, guys. Just do it. Then, and this is wonderful. I love getting emails like this because it makes me refine our work. Their policies have been the exact opposite of what I believe they should be. Well, let me ask you this. If your body is presenting cancer to you, isn't that the opposite of what you want? Yes. And we know that the only way to get what we want is to focus only on what we want and feel joy and love around that. If you don't have money, you don't keep being pissed off and worried about money, even though it doesn't make any sense to your thinking, rational mind. Okay, there's one more part in here. Plus, if we send them love, doesn't that vibrationally say that we support what they are doing so we will get even more of it? Absolutely not. What we're doing is choosing the feeling of love. Hold on. What we want to be doing is choosing the feeling of love and joy and freedom, and then attaching it to the integrity, the truthfulness, the respect, the power through divine love that we are claiming for our country or our bodies or our money or anything that we want to create. Bottom line, it's the only way to give you what you want is to do that. And when I was trying to get clear, she has one more sentence here. President Trump supporters are sending him love and support no matter what he says. The channel says that is not true. The channel says is what they're sending him is a confirmation of the fear that they are all in. Okay. So, again, I bring this up not, of course I have political leanings, not my job on this show. to talk about them. My job on this show is to help guide you all and support you all in what the highest truth is. And the highest truth is that if you want the body, the money, the relationships, the country that you want, see what you want, get clear about what you want, and then send love to that. Send love to everybody and everything that can create that clear image for you. That's what holds the balance. And ultimately, that's what creates the majority of the energy, understanding, and coming on board. Okay. So important, guys. I really want to thank this participant for sending this, because it helps all of us get in total clarity around what to do, what we're not doing, in thinking that that's what we're doing. Okay, I want to point out to everybody that what seems to be total chaos going on in the country right now is giving our country an opportunity to see how well the checks and balances of our political system work. That's a very positive thing. It's a positive thing that people are waking up. It's a positive thing that people are getting involved. These are all positive things that our country was built on. The second positive thing, choice. Again, we all have choice. We have freedom of speech. We have choice about where we want to focus our attention. So choose wisely and choose objectively and choose consciously. What do you want? Where do you want to put your love and your freedom and your joy? Focus only there for the creation of what you want, and keep your heart open. When you go into judgment about anything, your heart's closed. They keep, you know, saying it and saying it and saying it and putting it in front of us and slapping us on the head like you should have had a V8. You've got to keep your heart open. I've asked you all to put little post-its up around the house. My heart is open, with a big smiley face. Okay. That's all for the information. I want to thank my good friend Dana, who is, you know, one of the top brain experts, Dana Wild. We've done an amazing webinar with her, and she is out supporting Bubba really big time. At her own request, she said, "Dee, you have to get this out there. This is what we need." So thank you, Dana. And for those of you who are still looking for some pretty awesome Valentine's Day gifts, that little bear's waiting for a home. The other thing I want to tell you is I have an incredible February offer. It will be on the site on Monday. You'll be able to order it. Two people, really within a day, emailed me and said, "Dee, are you ever going to do the Intense Focus Creation? It was the program that probably has changed my life the most." So we are going to roll out a form of it again. It will be available for you to check out. What it is basically is, for 2 weeks, I meet with everybody Monday through Friday for an hour webinar. You have the opportunity of emailing and texting me from 9 to 6 every day about things that come up in your life, and I will get back to you within a couple of hours if possible. I'm for sure by the end of the day. I will be having a discussion with you to try and show you how to live in the moment and possibly catch you in the moment when you're getting stuck. And it involves the beautiful I Love Me program, the Valentine program, which has days of very special but life-changing things, and it includes a 15-minute private. It's a real great love offering, guys, so if you're interested, you can check it out at imdwallace.com. It'll be up Monday. Okay, so hold on. There's one more thing that they wanted me to. I don't know. What is it? Sheets, books. Oh, yeah. What's up a lot in me channeling statements for John Burgos' Beyond the Ordinary show is, could we please let go of all the rules? The rules keep you safe, but the rules also don't allow for all thought and all possibility. So the more rigid you're relying to the old rules that you were raised with, time to set your little child free so they can use their imagination. Okay, we go to the callers now. Press 1 if you want to get in the queue. Press 1 if you want to get in the channel. We're starting with Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, I knew you would start with me.
You did.
I did. May I give you an analogy of what you just said about focusing on loving, sending
sure.
out love? Okay. This happened to me several years, well, just a few years after I got into metaphysics, and I was living with my two small children in an apartment. And the people next door were loud, noisy, fighting all the time. Drove me nuts. My minister there said, send them love and like a blue light to calm them down. So I tried that, because instead of being so angry every time I heard them, I started sending them love every time I heard them and focusing on their apartment just filled with the mist of blue and just calm. 2 weeks later, they moved.
Yeah, and you know, the other way that that happens also is sometimes you shift your perspective so much that you don't hear it anymore and it doesn't bother you anymore. It can play out that way too, Susan. But yeah, I have had so
amazing.
Yeah, so many things like that happen in my life when I walk the talk and do the work. For sure. Thank you for that.
Okay. And for me, I had a question. I wanted to find out what, energetically speaking, this is all about. Because, you know, last year I was always very, very, very sick, and they did a whole bunch of tests. One of my doctors found 2 dark areas in my upper right lung. And took me and had me do CT done, didn't come out well. And he wants me to get some kind of other test, a biopsy, because he suspects that I may have cancer. So I just wanted to energetics. I'm like, I don't like cancer.
Okay, so back to the people who live next door, what do you start doing immediately?
Focusing love and healing on my chest and lungs. And
you bet. Send it love. Send it light. You know,
mm-hmm.
guys, as you do everything, you do anything. So that it's very simple. Anything you want to create. So you send love and light around the health of your lungs. But they're also having me go to the body book here.
Okay.
Okay. It is exploitation paranoia. They are struggling with guilt over real and or imagined abuses of energy and resources. Now, working with you over the years, my beautiful Susan, you know, it goes beyond family and friends. It literally is your last vestiges of belief that, and it's very much your little girl, that the world is out to get Susan and not on her side. You have brilliantly handled so much, almost all of the beliefs here around this in the last 10 years, they're saying. This is the last little part, and it's happening for a lot of us. There's a lot of healing crises, which I don't believe we have to have, but a healing crisis is when you finally move into, oh my God, my thought patterns were wrong, my perceptions were wrong, I've got to look at the world in a whole different way, and you have to give up all that other stuff. And your body, in releasing all of it, resembles the health crisis that it's gone through literally and physically before. Okay?
So that includes last year's sicknesses and all that crap?
I get a yes on that, Susan. Now, look, everybody, I'm not a doctor. I'm reading energy. I am not saying to you ever, do not follow up with your doctor. You must, of course, follow up with your doctor. And
I intend to.
And if you handle the core of what the dis-ease is, you have a better shot at clearing it, releasing it, and having it never come back again.
So what would be the core of the any like sign of cancer in my lungs? What would be the core of that?
I just read it to you. They are struggling with guilt over real and or imagined abuses of energy and resources. They did this to me. You know, anybody that's still bitching about your childhood and blaming your mom and dad or your grandparents or your step parents or, you know, and they did this to me and they did that to me, or you know, it's tax time and it's not fair, I shouldn't have to, any of that victim stuff that somebody outside of you is doing it to you. That's what you want to deal with, Susan. Okay.
I see. I understand completely.
Yeah, I know you do. And you've just done a brilliant job. This is the last little vestige, they say. And they want you to work with your little girl on it.
I will. I have been working with my little girl on many things lately.
Yeah, I can actually even hear in your voice the different vibration of power in your voice, Susan. So,
thank you. Just
go in and love her and tell her we're going to let this go now. We're going to focus on the love and joy of us. Okay?
I love you so much, Dee. You're wonderful.
I love you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're going to Miss Mary in Maryland. Hi, you're on.
Hi, baby.
How are you? I'm good. My little Freedom and I are working into a very nice energy pattern together, and I'm very clear that she's running the house now.
Well, now that you've got that straightened out.
My new puppy, yeah. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I really got a lot from the email you read earlier from the gal about the... And I found that I had, over the last week or so, had gotten into a real kind of a funk about something. And it started to manifest itself in, like, canker sores in my mouth and stuff. And I said, oh, my God, I'm going to sit myself down and ask what is going on. And I found out that my little girl was and I were still feeling a lot of guilt over some stuff when we were, I don't even know what it was. But we both cried. And I asked her if she would trust me that we could maybe walk into freedom together. And we both cried and cried, and all of the canker sores are gone in my mouth today. And I'm
pretty amazing, isn't it?
I'm just in tears.
Amazing. And canker sores are the same representation of energy as cancer is.
Sure.
You know, as you do anything, you do everything, guys. So good for you. They want me to read this to you.
Please.
You know, at the last minute, I heard, go get the body book. And here we are, second caller. Sealed lips. They are engaged in suppression of expression of their feelings regarding how they must do things. So what your little girl is, oh, we should be doing it this way. This is mm-hmm. what we learned. We should be, we should be, we should be. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't speak your truth.
Right.
Right? You shouldn't.
Right.
Above everything else, you shouldn't speak your truth. And she is flipping, jumping up and down. And this, they're just showing me this huge, bright light, happy little girl to be free here.
Oh, I know. And it just broke free so big these past few days for both of us. And it can't thank you enough, because our private was so great. And we moved so far into me finally connecting with her and in a different way. And I was so glad that I just automatically went to her this time and said, we got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I've been working with little Deanna so much, and I don't know how to explain it, moved into this incredible adoration and love.
Yeah.
For little me.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I got that.
It's a beautiful feeling to feel that much love and adoration. That's the only word I can use for the core of who we are. Because that's who your little child is.
Yeah. And then at least for me, I'm much more able to trust my core now.
Well, absolutely.
For myself,
because
as the
you're
adult.
Listening to it. You're listening to it and working with it instead of shutting it off and arguing with it. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Beautiful.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Fabulous. Coral in Wisconsin. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hello. Oh, this is hitting the nail so much on the head. Totally the whole beginning of this call. And I've been working on my eyes, and I have some questions because I know this is something that I've worked on in the past, and it wasn't consistent in the past. And now I have been very deliberate and very kind of attentive to what's going on, and I've been reading a lot of the signs of mind to help keep me focused in the middle. And I just want to make sure that
I can tell you, Coral, the one place you're dropping out is you're working on it. And
okay.
I want you to feel the difference between I'm working on my eyes and I'm joyfully playing with the freedom and the love of how I see my eyes.
Okay, the reason I have become very focused lately is because I have to go back and have my driver's license test done. And there's a fear that I'm not going to pass it and I won't have my license.
What's going on with your eyes? So it's not a thing that glasses are.
No, I had had surgery about a year ago that I had to they put an air bubble in my eye. I had to lay face down. The retina on the back of my eye, there's a hole, and it's in the center of my vision. It's a very small spot. It did get somewhat better, but it is still definitely there. They said there's nothing more that they can do about it. It's the cells just have to heal.
Okay, so do you think your focus on the fear that I might not get my driver's license because my eyes won't be good enough is going to heal that tissue? Because
no.
Well, but that's what you said. That's what your fear is.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to shift. And I guess You know, there's a lot of times with
this. Coral, stop. I want you to see, that's what I'm trying to shift. That's like the lady in the email, but I don't understand how to do it. And I'm saying to you all, what do you want? You want beautiful, clear sight.
Yes.
Okay. Go to your love place, bring your little girl along, and feel into love and freedom. And that's what clear, beautiful sight feels like. That's all you do.
Okay.
Okay, now they want me to go to, thank God I went back and got these body books. I've never had a show where we've had this page. Hold on, there's a lot of pages of eyes. This page, here. Oh my God, they are encountering despair, depression, and or resentment over what they see going on in the world around them and its implications. So what would that be other than the political situation, because it's affecting all of us, no matter what side we're on, this
diversity, right? Last week there was something in the show about not being seen, and that's what just popped up. And,
okay.
And not politically, but like in the world or with my family is really.
Okay. So I want you to go in and work with your little girl, because that's very much a little girl thing. And let her experience the love and freedom of being seen.
Okay.
Okay. And seeing that you're seen. How awesome would that be if everywhere you went in the world, including your family, you got the experience that people were seeing you?
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Freeing.
That's,
yep.
Yes. Yes. That's where you want to live, Coral.
Okay.
That's the only thing you want to play with. Okay, they're showing me that thing too. You know that exercise where you put a small black dot in the middle of paper and focus on it?
Uh-huh.
It's an eye exercise. Did they give that to you?
No, but I've been doing that.
Okay, well, good. It's an affirmation that's helping.
Okay, awesome. That's
okay.
Wonderful.
All right, baby. You got your marching papers now. Go do it.
Thanks, beautiful.
You're welcome. See, this is what they want us so to get today, is that we have to walk our talk. Anne in Lake Tahoe. Hi, babe. You're on.
Take you off the speaker. Yeah, wonderful. This is total affirmation for your prediction show. I woke up this morning on the day you say I have one up day, one down day. I woke up today, had a wonderful dream of biking on the tops of the Alps with an elder guide and my Rudy on this freeway and up, and just having sheer fun and joy of it. And I went down into my room, and my little girl came running to me and jumped into my arms. And she says, I'm whole and complete. Mommy, and she calls me Mommy now. Mommy, I feel loved. I can let it in, Mommy. I can let it in. And an excitement for life. You know, this has been a really hard time up here with all the snow and indecision. And it's just, I am just switched around.
I have goosebumps, the hair standing up all over my body, and I have never heard you this joyful and this sure.
Well, I can't begin. I didn't have to talk myself into it. I didn't have to do anything. I mean, it was just there.
Yes. I want you to remember those words that you just said. And love, and the feeling of love, and the feeling of freedom – It's always there for us, guys. We just have to choose to walk into it. We have to choose to allow ourselves to experience it. And those of us, everybody in this community, is very far along on our journey. So, you know, our challenges are going to be probably deeper and greater and more expansive because we've been on the journey for a really long time. But the answer is always the same. Go back to love, go back to the experience of love, and you're home.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that was exactly the Judy I'm staying with is my soul sister, and we have that love, and she came, but she was gone for a couple of days, and now she's back because we've been trying to move the cars around the snow anyway, and I really just got love is all there is, and she said she has healed her whole family and talking about the difference between intelligence. Her son cannot understand because he's in his head and he doesn't have emotional intelligence. He can't understand the women with that, but he gets that she has it. So there's a great healing coming around all of this, and how she healed her grandson who came in with the total black where the frontal lobe was supposed to be, and she got in touch with Zig Ziglar and went back and found out how to do, and he's in college now. So I mean, things do happen that way, and it's all from love. And she says, I don't necessarily love their actions, but I love them. And
exactly,
that's it all in the thing. So
and
I think that's the crux of it all.
And we can even take it further and go, I just love love.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And I am love. I am love.
Love, love. Exactly. Oh, thanks for making my day, Anne. Beautiful. Thanks, honey.
Thanks for making my life. Thank you. I know I'm here for a purpose, and I followed you for a long time. And like I said, when I get home in the end of February, February 22nd, I'll schedule those privates I haven't felt safe to take now up till now because my little girl totally trusts you now.
Good. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you. Many blessings, honey. Okay.
Oh, how sweet. What a sweet. Anne has been on this journey for a long time. And I have to tell you, as a teacher and a mentor and a guide and a fellow journeyer on all of this with you, nothing expands my heart more than to see somebody who breaks through like that, like all of you. Christina in Canada, you're up, babe.
Hi, Dee, it's Christina. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thanks.
One, I wanted to add to sending love, gratitude, service. I just experienced all three of being of service, all three of those as very transformative energies, being with the focus on the highest good of all concerned. So I was so glad that you got to address that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that I'm calling is that I've gotten much stronger, but I am still not allowed. And thank you for looking at my meditation. I appreciate it.
Of course.
I have not allowed myself to make money in over 2.5 years. The last job offer I had, which was when I was in the U.S., was at about $100K a year. And
okay, so just stop because they just want to get right to it. I don't need any more of the story. So basically, they're saying the highest question is not how can you make more money. The highest question is, how can you be in love with making more money? And that's an interesting adjustment to those words. But basically, everything's just become too bloody serious, Christina. Too serious. And guys, if you want to make money, you got to love money. Just like if you want a successful relationship, you have to love the person you're having a relationship with. You have to love yourself. You have to love your little child. You have to love the God of all thought and all possibility that you are. So why do you think you don't love money, Christina? started about 5 years ago.
That would be 2012. I was in France on disability, and I was allowed to go there for my health. And then there was a change in their rulings, and they cut it, and I got stranded there for over a year and a half, extremely sick, and hardly ever been able to make money since, and hardly ever painting since.
Okay, so let me tie together, and this is what we do, guys. That's why I say don't ever go to your head, because, you know, these things are really hard to put together through your head. So I went to Paris, and I was making money in my art. Is that true?
I went there for my, I was in the south of France, I was in Cannes, and I went there for my health and also to expand my career.
Okay, and were you making money when you went there?
Not
had
at
you
that
been
particular...
making money?
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit, not a lot, but a little, yes.
Okay, well, what they're saying is this is indicative. You have, now we're going to a core belief, now that we've got the basis of it. So let me just go to the core belief they're giving us instead of conjecture. Here, 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 16. Yeah, okay, perfect. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Or, well, we're not going to the second part. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So when I come forward and go, I'm amazing, I'm incredible, I'm a fabulous artist, I love it, everybody, you know, can be healed with my work because there's so much joy in it. There is a belief that, and going back to your childhood again, that when Christina actually comes forward and says, aren't I amazing? You have to abandon her. You have to abandon yourself. So that looks like, okay, I'm going to come forward for myself. I'm going to know my self-worth. I'm going to write that book. I'm going to build that website. And then you almost get started, or you get started and stopped, or you do it and it doesn't work out. Somehow you've got to abandon yourself, Christina. And not give you what you want. This was modeled to you by your mother, they're saying. Does that resonate with you?
So 100%, yes.
Okay. Stop being your mother. You've become your mother to yourself now. No. Christina deserves to honor herself and celebrate who she is and get everything she wants. And be healthy while she's getting it. There's no part of us that we need to give up for anything. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you want to bring your love and your joy and your freedom around. Christina can have it all and celebrate who she is at the same time. All right. Work with that one with your little girl and see what shifts you experience. All right, darling?
Thank you. Do you bet. Christina have it all and what? I'm writing it down.
That you can have it all and celebrate yourself while you're doing it and be healthy while you're doing it and have money. You can have it all and celebrate who you are.
Okay.
All righty. You bet.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too, sweetheart. Sorry I cut you off. Lynn, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm in a beautiful guest house, and it just unfolded as soon as I knew it was going to happen, like literally in a couple of days. And everything I wanted in the deal, it was yes, 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 yes. And now I'm like wanting a general. Like, I feel like I'm doing the work. I don't even like to call it work. And the Marilyn Janae stuff I've been doing also. And
great.
Work is coming in.
Great. Okay, so
and,
your answer is, don't think you have to keep creating the pattern now where this is going to fall out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've created it. You've gotten it all. And but your MO, Lynn, is everything's going great now. Now part of the package is I have to be challenged and go through the struggle again, so I can create it again. You know?
Right.
You've got to work with your little girl on that.
Right, because as opposed to just expanding and continuing to create. So my little girl we need to hook up on that. And we'll talk about that and get her on board with that.
Yes, and feeling the joy of consistency.
Okay, that sounds great. And
you bet.
Will that help my earning coming from, or my receiving of money coming from acting and producing as opposed to the other day work that I do or my day job, quote unquote?
Look, it's going to affect everything in your life, guys. When you feel freedom and joy about freedom and joy, then everything that brings you freedom and joy, you will be magnetizing to yourself. And that's why they want you to know that you are all thought and possibility. So don't limit it in any way.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Any fabulous, amazing, incredible possibility that's out there, you're creating by being open to that through the feeling of love and joy.
Got it. Thank you. Is that what my right eye is about? Because for 2 days it's
no.
Been... Okay.
No, your right eye, it's been painful.
Well, yeah, and I wear contacts, and I've taken them out, and
okay, Lynn, it's Lynn. Yep. Okay, your right side is your power side.
Right.
And what they're saying is there's a part of you that doesn't quite want to see, is afraid to see how powerful you are. And that's what makes you keep creating this pattern of I've got it, oh, now I lost it, and I have to create it again. You saw how powerful you were in creating this guest home.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Okay. Be safe and feel the love and freedom into seeing your own power, honey.
Oh,
consistently.
Thank you.
I see my own power consistently. I am my own power consistently. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm glad we stopped for that one. Okay, I've got a 111 call with nobody's name here. Somebody say something or moving on.
Hello.
Yep. Who is this?
Hi, Dee. It's Bev.
I wonder why we never get your name up here, Bev. Okay. Hi, sweetheart.
I'm on Skype.
Okay. All right. Well, what can we do for you?
Okay. So, Dee, this has been a great show for me. I'm at the place where I saw a wonderful naturopath yesterday, told him my core belief about my little girl, to which he said, are you okay with your little girl? And I completely blocked. What came to
I
me
get a big no.
You get
Go
a
ahead.
Big no?
A big no that you are not okay with your little girl.
Oh, that's right. So where he went with that in terms of muscle testing was that she's stubborn and I'm angry. And the two of us have not yet really connected.
Yeah.
And that made so much sense. So I've been kind of stunned by that because I've been going walking with my little girl and saying, isn't this wonderful and this sort of thing. But my core relationship with her is toxic.
Yes, and we talked about in the first part how we've split off our I am present. That's a good example. I think when we did our private together, they suggested you find a naturopath, didn't they?
No, I've been seeing this guy for a while.
All right, got you mixed up then. Okay, well, I'm getting a yes on everything that he said to you. So now what are you going to do about it?
Well, now what I'm doing is I am really listening to what you're saying about go into the feeling of love and objectively and just go into that feeling and then send that feeling of love to my little girl, to myself, and to God so that there's an integration between the three of us.
Yes. Oh, that's what we talked about. Yes. So that we're all talking with one voice, our little girl, our teenager, our adult self, and the God that we are.
That's right.
So
because
they want to give you a core belief here that your little girl is kind of struggling with. She wants to know she's good enough. Beverly. She's so afraid that she's not going to be good enough for you or for anybody, for that matter.
Right.
Does that make sense
to
you?
Yeah, it makes total sense, Dee. Part of me is tired of just trying to get her to feel good about her. I'm thinking,
Well, don't try. Don't try and make her. You can't.
No.
But you can connect the experience of love with letting her know that she's safe.
Okay.
And again, Beverly, they're saying quit trying so hard. Just sit in that room and love her. She'll come to you.
Okay. Okay.
On her terms,
okay.
She'll come to you. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
All right, darling.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Katie in New York, we got to make it quick, but I wanted to get you on. What's up?
Hi. I've been looking for a job, and I've been looking in the legal field. I just graduated from law school, and I haven't been found a job.
Okay.
And,
so my pendulum goes right to no, which means there's energy of yours that's not in harmony with finding and getting that job. So sheep, book, song. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in, Katie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Okay. Well, Pretty Woman was about a working girl in the strictest sense. But she didn't know her self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Until this man showed her the class, the beauty, and the worth that she really was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they want you to know, Katie, is you've got to know your self-worth before you go in for this job. You have got to spend a lot of time seeing how magnificent and qualified you are. Because right now, it's a true statement. There's a part of you that goes, I don't know if I'm qualified to do this. Can you resonate with that?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I should just look in another field.
The field you should look in is yourself. Because anywhere you go, there you are. So, Katie has to know her self-worth and has to know the highest word for you is I know I'm qualified. And I'm not talking in a legal sense. I'm talking from an early childhood sense. And I'm going to your dad. How did your dad teach you that you weren't qualified?
Well, he was a great father, but he was on drugs and he disappeared out of my life when I was like 5. I never seen him, so I felt abandoned.
Okay, so what does that say to a little girl at 5?
I wasn't worth loving or staying with.
That's right. So you expand that out to going to look for a job. If your father didn't acknowledge you as being important enough to stay,
mm-hmm.
and you associate male figures with figures that have to come forward for you to verify your worth, Katie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you see the conflict that's going on there?
Yes.
Okay. So Katie and her little girl have to know that all of these guys that you interview with and put your, you know, all of these guys do not represent your father. You want to feel into the joy and the freedom of having now, creating the experience for yourself that you are seen and held worthy, and they want you with them. They want you with them. Can you feel that?
Yeah, so am I to, how do I do that? Just tell myself that?
No, baby.
Oh.
It's all about the feeling. Again, you go to whatever creates the highest feeling of love for you, whether it's a puppy dog or a baby or a beautiful sunset or place in nature that you love, and let yourself expand with love and sit down with your little girl and go, this is what it feels like to be accepted and wanted and to have people, especially men, say, yes, you're worthy and we want you. This is what it feels like, and this is what we're creating in this job right now. But it's the feeling, Katie, so that the little girl gets it on a visceral level. Do you understand?
Yeah, so I'll think about what would give me that feeling.
Yeah, don't think about it too much. Just go drop down into your heart and go, wow, where do I feel loved the most? I go right to my puppy dog, so yeah, that's
okay.
Easy for me. Okay, baby, that's how you do
okay.
It. It's the feeling.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. I'm so glad. So sorry I didn't get to everybody, guys. So sorry I was going as fast as I could. Little hint, if you want me to get to your call, try and call in earlier than later, because as the calls go on and people come in, they really get stacked up. Very empowering call. I hope you all get it. Go to the experience. Go to the feeling. Okay? Work with your little children. We are having amazing breakthroughs financially, physically, emotionally around this work. I'm putting together a wonderful program for to walk you all through the inner child work. And please look for that great program that's going to be posted on Monday. There are payment options available. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves, and love yourselves, and love your little people more and more and more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.